Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Hey, gang, I am so glad to be back. Look, I'm in the studio. Shane Dale has got me all set up. You guys have been great. You've tracked me the last 3 or 4 weeks when I've been out of the studio, but it just really means a lot. I'm glad to be back here. Shane Dale is incredible. And thank you. Again, start every week. I got to say thank you. Your feedback, what you have done so far in terms of YouTube and the podcast growth, I always appreciate it. You know what? This show debuts one day early in my Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. And if you want to join, just go to the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group and answer those 3 questions and join. So it always debuts there on Sunday, and then it debuts everywhere else on Monday. But I'm glad to be back here. I just know it's always better in the studio. But I appreciate your patience as you work through when it was in my basement home office. You know, I used to record these going down in my car. I guess that's what my morning Instagrams are now. But either way, guys, I'm glad to be back. And you know what? I just finished a seminar. I did a seminar on course creation. And that entire seminar is a gift to everyone who signed up. So I'm not going to just repeat it here. But it was a part of that course that I thought was really pertinent, and it might help some of you. So first of all, if anyone's interested in the course creation seminar, reach out to me. We just take great joy at Capitalize helping people create courses and coaching programs. But there was something in that I think would help. And that topic is market research. Now, what's market research? Market research is when you take a proposed product or service and you find out what people think about it before you launch it. So let me say it again. It's a proposed idea, product or service, and you find out what people think about it before you launch it. Now, this is why it's important. And I can't believe people don't do it. You see what happens? People go, this is a great idea. I'm going to make a bunch of money on it. And they never make any money on it, or only make a little bit of money on it, because they don't ever do any product research, any market research. I can think of one young business person right now, and they're so enthusiastic about their idea, and I think there's a chance for their idea to make some money, but they really haven't done any market research to see if there's a demand for it, and even more so, they haven't done the market research to see if people will pay for it. But they just went ahead and launched it, and now it's out there, and it's not succeeding, and the lack of success is hurting the program, and it's perceived as not being a success, and no one wants to be in that situation. You might want to write a book. And you've got to decide, am I writing this for me or if I'm writing it for other people? If you're writing it for you, don't worry about market research. Just get it out. If you're hoping other people are going to like it, then you got to do some market research, especially before you spend a year working on a book and getting it edited and getting the cover made and publishing it and the whole deal. So market research is incredibly important. I want to give you some tips on doing some market research, okay? And I will share my experience with it, okay? So, market research is really a three-step plan. It's a three-step plan. In the market research, the first step is you take a general outline or a prototype of what you're going to offer. And, like, you create that, okay? You get a sense. Like, for example, in our Capitalize Your Best program, people use it to create courses, or people use it to create marketing campaigns. People use it to grow their platforms. It is 4 modules that consist of 23 videos. And so when we first launched it, I sat down and I brainstormed. And I thought, what are all the things that are needed? Just kind of flurried. We need this, we need this, we need this, we need this. And then I sat down and I put them in a logical order. Well, if you were going to go through these in a course, what would be the order? And so I took some things out and added some things and came up with these 23 videos. One's an intro, one's a thank you. So really 21 videos of content. And I put it in a logical sequence, and then I clustered it into 4 modules. And I had not created the videos, and I had not created the take-home sheets or the PDFs or any of that. What I had done initially is just the 23 videos, created in 4 modules, and I had gotten a good sense of this is where I want it to go. And so that's what I encourage you to do. Get a sense of what you actually are offering. You know, either create a prototype. If your idea was to sell capitalized travel mugs, which there's only like two of these left in the world, I don't have any more to sell. You know, I would have to mock up one, either in a drawing or recommended, make one and take people where they can go, you know, I like the feel of this because I don't like the feeling of certain mugs. And I like this one, so I can do with it. So I would either have to create a prototype, or if it's a service, I'm going to have to go into detail of what that service looks like in a presentable way and create a mock-up or a prototype. And so that's what we did to Capitalize Your Best. It was brainstorm 23 videos, 4 modules. I did not create the videos yet, nor did I create the downloads. It was just the idea. I could write it out and say this is what it is. Okay, that's the first thing you've got to do. And you got to be specific. You can't go, oh, I'm just going to do this for people, because it's not enough. People need to know, what are you going to do for me, especially if they're going to pay you to do it, right? So step one, you got to create a prototype. That's incredibly important. Step two, you've got to find a group of people who fit your target client. You've got to have a sense of who your target client is. So you got to find these folks. And then you've got to get their feedback. You're looking for feedback on the prototype. That's it so far. If you've got a program, so I took my 23 videos and I shared it with people. Tell me what you think. What should be added? What should be taken away? What doesn't make sense here? Is this make sense logically from beginning to end? That's what I did. So I took those 23-point outline, and I sat down, I sent it to people, and I got a number of people who were my target client, because I don't want feedback from anybody who's not my target client. What does it matter? Like, if I was selling travel mugs, why would I ask for a non-travel mug user for their feedback? Wouldn't do me any good. So you got to have a sense, who are my target clients? And you got to reach out to them and like, hey, can I get 20 or 30 minutes of your time? I'm going to send you some documents, or I'm going to send you something to try. And if you don't mind, can I get some feedback from you? And you got to be honest with them, and you got to be honest with yourself so that they give you feedback and you listen to them. Because what you're doing is you're going to the market, your potential market, your target client, your avatar, your ideal client, and you're like, tell me what your feedback is on it, and be 100% honest. Don't worry about my feelings or any of that stuff. And this is crucial, because what you do with that information is you realize, you know what, I don't like the feeling of this, or I need to add some things to my program. I need to take some things from my program. I need to move video 14 to 12. I need to switch them because they don't make sense, that kind of thing. And then you take their feedback and then you use it. It does not matter your opinion. Your opinion does not matter if your ideal client, goes, I don't like this at all, I would never use it, then you've either completely missed your ideal client, or you've got a product that's not going to sell. This is really important. So do your best to find 5, 10, 25, however many you can, target clients who are willing to give you feedback, market research feedback. So you create the prototype. And then you get that feedback. And then within step two, you got to use that feedback. Excuse me. You got to apply that feedback. You got to make your prototype better. Because if you find out what your target client wants and you're able to meet that need, they're going to be more willing to purchase from you. This is crucial. This is not just something to check off. This is not something to confirm your dream or to kill your dream. It is, tell me if what I have meets your needs. Tell me if you are interested in something. Would you buy it? That is such rock solid information. But you got to do something with that feedback. If you don't use the feedback, then you're wasting their time and your time. Okay? So you've got the prototype, which is an outline of what you're going to do, or a mock-up, whatever the case. And then you got feedback from your target client, asking them how it could be better or what could be changed about it. And then three is so important. This one's crazy important. Okay. First, I want you to tell them what you're thinking about charging. Don't ask them. I want you to tell them. So let's say you're going to sell these mugs for $49.95. Okay. And you say, I was thinking about selling this mug for $49.95. Would you pay $49.95 for it? Now, there's two things here. If they say, no way, then you got to say, well, what would you be willing to pay for? And you've got to get the answers from all of the people doing market research. If their answers are so low that you can't afford to make this profitably, you may not have a product to sell. Or you got to find out a way to make it more affordably. You know, or for my course, you got to find out, I can't deliver this and make money with the time I have to spend. You say, would you pay $49.95 for this? And then they go, yeah. You're like, okay, now we got something else. And you say, how much would you be willing to pay? Would you pay $79.95? Would you pay $99.95? You see, if they say no, you want to find out what they're willing to pay. If they say yeah, you want to find out how high they'll pay. And then that information helps you determine your price point. You don't get to just make it up. If your clients aren't willing to pay for it, there's no, I mean, you're not going to sell any. So again, mug. I have got a prototype of it. I've gotten feedback from my potential clients. I'm doing the market research. And then I ask them, would you pay $49.95 for this? If they say no, you want to find out what they actually would pay for it. That's helpful market research. What would you? And you get that from all the people. And it's helpful in your market research if you're speaking to people at different socioeconomic levels, because that's a factor as well. Honestly, you should know your target market so well that you can zero in on that. But on market research, you want a little bit of collected data from various resources. If they say no, then how much would you? If they all come in plus or minus $29.95, then that's what you can sell it for. And you got to find out, can it be profitable? If they go, oh yeah, I'd pay $49.95 for that, then you wouldn't find out how high they would go. Would you pay $79.95? Probably. That's good to know. No, that's too high. You know, you do that through all the people, and then that helps you determine your price point. Can you make it profitably? Can you sell it profitably at that price? What will your market pay for it? And then you have a product or service. So guys, that's the step. It's that simple. You've got to have an outline or a prototype, so that you can present it in a clear way. You got to be 100% clear. There's no question about what you're delivering. You've got to get feedback from your target client, your ideal client, your avatar. And you're asking them how to make it better, what needs to be taken away, would you buy it? You're going through all of that. Does this make sense logically? Is this practically something that you would use? You got to get all that feedback from them. You have to do something with that feedback in point two. If you don't do something with that feedback, you're wasting everybody's time, including your own. But three is the big question. Okay, if you would buy it, how much would you pay for it? If you've got to offer a price first. If you say $49.95 and they go lower, then you've got to recognize that your product is not as valuable as they think it is, and you might have to change things. But if they say, yeah, I'll pay that, then you got to find out how high they would go, and you might have an opportunity to increase your prices, okay? Take that in for market research, and you will not be wasting your time and money on the products and services you offer. And so that way, when you get to a launch, you have created the thing. You know that you've got people can target in your marketing because you've already spoken to them, and you've got a price point which makes sense. You might even get some of the people who do market research with you. You might even get some of them as your first clients. It's not a bad deal. But if you don't do this market research, you're 100% trying to sell something purely on your mind that you think it's a great idea, and rarely does it work that way. All right, gang, I hope this was helpful. Do your market research. Reach out to me in the show notes. You'll find a link. You can just sign up, and you and I can do a one-on-one. I'd be glad to talk to you about market research or coaching or anything else that Capitalize Your Best offers. You guys are awesome. Thank you for watching. Thank you for Shane Dale making this look and sound so good. I've got a bunch of seminars to announce. I just had one. I think I've got 7 more in the next 5 months. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some various topics, which we haven't touched on before, that I'm going to invite you guys to. But no matter what, I appreciate you watching and listening, and I can't wait to see you again next week. Thanks so much, friends. Bye-bye.
How do you shorten the time it takes to buy a car? Car buying just got easier. Pohanka365.com lets you complete as much or as little of the car buying process online. Pohanka365.com. Car buying simplified. Anytime, anywhere.
Small business owners, you should be praised for wanting to grow your business. That's a good thing, and not everybody has the guts to do it. As a business owner myself, I know you've overcome obstacles that people don't even know about. Hi, my name is Gordon Duncan, the owner of Capitalized Marketing and Consulting, and I want you to know that if your business hasn't grown like you want it to, it's not your fault. If it's not COVID getting in the way, it's ridiculous things like changing social media algorithms. You're right in thinking that very few people are doing small businesses any favors right now. But Capitalized Marketing and Consulting is here to help. We've created a 90-day course that is guaranteed to grow the revenue of your business. It will give you the tools that you've been looking for. And as a certified coach, I would be with you along the way. If you would like to learn more about our program, just visit CapitalizeYourBest.com and get started enjoying the success you deserve. Again, that's CapitalizeYourBest.com, and I can't wait to celebrate all you accomplish.